I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack this thought about sports, faith, and life. I love playing fantasy football. I enjoy putting together a roster of real players for a pretend team to compete against my friends. During the draft, I diligently prepare by researching and making a plan for the players I want to take and when I want to pick them. Once the season starts, I make an educated guess on which lineup will give me the best chance to win. But the truth is, much of fantasy football is out of my control, very unpredictable, and not dependent on any skills I think I might have. I can cheer for my players to score touchdowns, but I can't make them go into the end zone. I can't predict who will get injured, and I can't control the outcome of the games or my fantasy matchups. As soon as I set my lineup, I have no choice but to let go and watch. In both fantasy football and life, we all want to make sure things go a certain way, and we try to dictate their direction. We hold a firm grip on everything, and when things happen out of our control, we get frustrated and discouraged. But the sooner we accept what is out of our hands, the sooner we can relax and have true peace. In Proverbs, it says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." There is no question, we have free will and make choices every day for how we live our lives, but we also have to recognize we are limited, helpless, and in need of God's strength and direction. Although we can control our attitude, effort, and surrendered heart, God is the one above all who knows all and has power over everything. Isn't it much better to have open hands and open hearts to the one who created us and is sovereign over all? Today, let's actively seek Jesus, do what we can, but sit back and enjoy the work that he's doing in us and through us. I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack that.
For more faith and sports, visit unpackingit.com.